This is Pam in Michigan, and my one thing with my in-laws is to remember to always do the right thing, even though some of your in-laws may not agree with it. It's never the wrong time to do the right thing. Thanks, Dr. Andy.
Talking in-laws today here live in our Intentional Living studio. How you doing, Dr. Randy? Along with Jennifer and Stephen and a host of others here, there's taking calls and all that for the ministry. And we're going to talk about in-laws. We got some great stories we're going to share with you. We'd love to have you join in. Come on now. Let's get together and talk about one thing that we're doing to have better, improved, healthier relationships with in-laws. Maybe you're struggling with that. But one thing that's helped you. What's one thing you've learned? Give me a call. Phone line, yes, it is open at 888-888-1717. Steven's taking your calls. Call you back. Get you on the line here with me. ASAP, 888-888-1717. You know what? When we talk about in-laws, what comes to mind is that TV show from, a decade ago. Everyone loves Raymond. Don't you love it? I mean, lock down the doors. Mama's coming. And maybe you feel that way. Like we talk about boundaries. I was telling the team here, I understand boundaries and the need for boundaries and all that. I mean, I understand that relationally and psychologically. But there's something about that term that just bugs me. It's kind of like you put a wall around your life and then you wait for your in-laws to kind of peek over the top, you know? And sometimes you have to have those boundaries in place. Listen, I've been around a long time. I've counseled with a lot of people, talked to a lot of people, and I'll be really candid with you. I have seen in-laws destroy marriages. I've seen families destroyed because of in-laws that knew nothing about the idea of boundaries at all. And when we think about what the Bible says, you leave and cleave, you know, that part of it doesn't exclude the fact that we have a relationship with our in-laws. In fact, the Bible promotes strongly this thing of community and the family. I mean, it was God's design, but there's a balance in how you make that work. And so let's see if we can help each other today. One thing you're doing in in-law relationships, one thing that helps you, give me a call, 888-888-1717. Love to hear from you.
Hi, I'm calling to talk about my relationship with my in-laws and what I've learned. My husband and I have been married for 33 years, and we became saved after we got married. So that was a very difficult thing for his parents to understand. But through all of that and some of the challenges, I just had to keep remembering that I represent Christ in everything I do. And so I've always tried to do my best with that. If there was a problem, to talk about it and to calmly resolve any problems. It didn't always go smoothly, but that was always the goal, that we would do that. And now we are in-laws, and we try to do the same things. We have three daughters, and their husbands are wonderful, but we respect them. They're adults. They make their own decisions, and thankfully they all are believers, but we do try to, like I said, represent Christ in everything that we do. Thank you.
You know, I love that. I love the part you said, and now we're in-laws. You know, it's kind of like when you're not one of those, you have a certain attitude. Then when you become one of those, you know, in a serious way, maybe you have a different view. But one thing you're doing to maintain healthy in-law relationships, love to have you call. 888-888-1717 is the number. Be a part of it. Let's go to, let me see, Brittany in Arizona. Brittany, my friend, what's one thing you've learned that's helped you?
I've pretty much learned to just kind of forgive and let go for your own peace. Relationships aren't always going to be perfect. You're not always going to get along. So you've got to put that distance and forgive.
Mm. So there's been some stuff that you've learned just to forgive. Now, let me ask though, is it repeating? I mean, is it cumulative?
Oh, yeah. Or,
okay. So how do you deal with that when maybe there's a continual ongoing offense that's going on in the relationship?
I've pretty much just distanced myself from the specific in-law. Kind of just let my husband and my kids still do stuff with them, and I just kind of do things separately with the rest of their family still. But with just a specific in-law, we've just kind of distanced it and just let it go so that way we can keep the peace. And what's the worst? We get along without problems, just kind of like not really. Mm-hmm. We don't talk. We just kind of let it be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of, thank you, Brittany. Appreciate your calling. I hear the sadness in your voice. I think a lot of people tolerate in-law relationships. We can gravitate to where we're comfortable, maybe our own family, our own relationship, but all of a sudden we have this in-law and they just see life a little differently, or they say things to our spouse, you know, or do things that kind of bug us sometimes. Maybe it happens that way. And instead of being able to talk about it or resolve it or be mature and understand these things can happen, sometimes we can either go into the mode of adversarial in the relationship, to tolerating. And I think either of those can be very damaging. But learning how to communicate, breaking down those walls, stepping out and being intentional, such an important thing to do. I think, Paula, you have an intentional step there in Tennessee. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Randy. Thank you so much. And you're absolutely right. A few years ago, I decided to be intentionally thankful. And I actually started a journal where I wrote every day, because if we're looking for something to be aggravated about, we're going to find it everywhere. But if we're looking for something to be thankful about, those things also do exist, and they are present in our lives. So if we really don't like our in-laws, but they're always glad to keep the kids on the weekend, so, you know, my husband and I can go out to dinner or something, I'm going to thank them for keeping the kids. And even if they let them stay up a little later, or even if they let them eat something that I wouldn't ordinarily, I would rather focus on the gratitude aspect. And I have seen our relationship change as a result. I think when you are genuinely thankful to someone, not with that little sarcastic edge that we girls can get especially, but when you're genuinely thankful for something, I think it changes how the other person relates to you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have three kids, and each of them have relationships, you know, marriage, and so we have in-law relationships. But I'm thinking about our daughter-in-law, Kelly, who's married to our oldest, Evan. And when the daughters, or our granddaughters, came over, now they're teenagers now, but when... And it continues to be this way. I hear her say, well, you know, whatever grandma and grandpa wants, fine. You know, it's kind of like, there may be something that we want to let them eat that maybe they wouldn't eat at home, you know, type of thing. But I appreciate that. I appreciate the fact that there's that flexibility and the fact that we have different relationship and we do it in a way that's respectful for them. And,
exactly.
You know, like you say, being grateful. And that's one of the things we are. We're grateful for our in-law relationships, and we have good ones, and so we're blessed. That's great.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Hey, are you guys staying cool in Tennessee, or is it hot and muggy there?
We're burning up.
All right. No, you don't know what burning up is. You got to live in Arizona. What is the temperature like there today?
Actually, it's only about 95, so it's not nearly as bad as what y'all got. But we have the awful humidity. And I'm just telling you, that humidity adds 15 degrees of what it feels like. Yeah.
Well, stay cool. Beautiful state.
Thank you
for your call.
Oh, it absolutely is. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. I'm saying that because we live in Arizona. If you've been seeing the weather map, you know, the weather channel, and they show the heat. There's like a big, giant red blob right over where we live in Arizona. But I have to admit, Jennifer, the humidity's been really low. And Don and I get out and walk in the morning. It's been really nice, mid 70s. Now the humidity is going up, and Donna's not happy about that for her hair. That's why I bought my hair. It ruins my hair. I think, well, let's get out and walk anyway. Your hair will be fine. So anyway, wherever you are today, it's not 105 like it is here today. All right, talking about in-law relationships, we'll be back. We got more to talk about and more. When you join us, one thing you're doing that helps you in the in-law relationship, give us a call, 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Do you ever feel like all hope is lost? Maybe it's bad news from the doctor, a relationship issue, or just a bad day. In part one of Dr. Randy's message, How to Experience Hope, he gives you four ways the Bible says we can experience hope. When you support Intentional Living with a monthly gift, we'll email you Dr. Randy's teaching, featuring a new topic each month, as well as a bonus teaching on various topics that will help you live an intentional life for Christ. And when you give right now, we're offering you a copy of the book, Experiencing God, Knowing and Doing the Will of God. To receive this month's special offer and the book, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And you know what? Thank you, Kurt. But I handpicked that resource for you all. It's a classic, Henry Blackaby's Experience God. It's been around a long time, and many of you have read it, many of you haven't. But it's a book you need to read and one we wanted to get into your hands. I think it goes beautifully with my teaching this month on experiencing hope. That's our kind of our byline, slogan, brand, if you please, for the ministry. We talk about experiencing hope, but it goes much deeper. And my lesson this month isn't just we have hope in Christ. We know that, but how do you experience it? Because here's a fact. The hope that God has for us in Christ is limitless. There's no bottom to that. You don't drain it. It's not gone. And yet many of us don't experience it. So while hope is assured, the experience of hope is optional. And so I wanted to dig into Scripture and really find then how do we experience hope? If you're feeling hopeless, you're a follower of Christ, but you don't really experience it the way you'd like. We live in a fallen world. How do you do that? Well, reading Scripture, that's one thing, of course. Prayer, yes, but there's some other really interesting practical things the Bible teaches us, 10 of them, in a two-part series this month and next month on how to experience hope. And right now, when you join us and become a part of our monthly Intentional Living community, we're going to make sure you receive that powerful book from Henry Blackaby on experiencing God. It's our gift to you to say thank you for joining us in monthly support by going to theintentionallife.com right now, or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, my number here, and press number 2. Number 1 will take you to Stephen to get on the air. Number 2 will take you to the staff who would love to talk to you. Some of these great folks will pray with you and encourage you, and we'll get you part of the team, okay? 888-888-1717. Talking in-laws today. Let's get back to calls. Welcome. You're welcome to join us. Let's go to Beth next in Arizona. Hey, Beth, how you doing?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Doing okay. Good. Tell us about your in-laws. What's going on?
So, looking back, I've been with my husband for 9 years, and looking back over the 9 years, you know, there's been some times that I've had an issue. This was a while ago, an issue with my mother-in-law, because she sometimes puts her foot in her mouth, you know, says something that can be offensive to me, or voices an opinion that, you know, is out of line. Mm-hmm. And so it hasn't happened in a long time, but when it did happen, we tried to talk it through, and it was very difficult to talk about it, but we did, and I let it go. So I forgave her for it, and I'm not tooting my own horn. It's just what happened, and it healed quite a bit of the relationship. I mean, I could have easily held it against her, mm-hmm. and, you know, made the decision not to. And so I think forgiveness is really important, because they're people. Yeah. You know, they're going to make mistakes. They're going to put their foot in their mouth, just like you will, just like I mm-hmm. will. And the other thing that I would recommend is a game night. We do one once a month. And one of us hosts, and makes dinner for the other party, and then we play a game, whether it's cards or Mexican train or whatever. And that has been bonding. It's sure. been, you know, not just in-laws, but friends, you know, and sure. it kind of crossed the bridge a little bit from in-laws and friends.
Absolutely.
And so I do recommend that.
That's great. Well, listen, both of those are important. Doing activities, doing things together, and forgiveness is a key. You know, the Bible tells us, Beth, as you know, we're to forgive one another just as Christ has forgiven us. Here's a fact. You ain't going to have a lifetime with your in-laws without a need to forgive from time to time. That's going to be true with your kids, your spouse, your neighbor, me, the government, your pastor, the guy in front of you on the road. The fact is, forgiveness is a part of it. And over my years, I've dealt with people, I know people who just simply are wired to hold grudges. That's the way they're wired. And it's inexcusable, but that's the way they're wired. You offend them, boom, you're on the list. And you know what? I say to each of us who may have that tendency at times to hang on, be careful, because you're going to sour your life. You're going to poison your own life. You're going to poison relationships. Now, that doesn't mean you don't deal with issues. In fact, I recommend you do deal with issues. And sometimes you have to be firm and you have to have boundaries and do those things. But when we hang on to unforgiveness in our relationships, we damage everybody around us, including the look on our face. You can almost see the look on the face of some people who are just hanging on to grudges all the time. Knowing, and by the way, I do remind those of us who are in-laws, don't put your foot in your mouth too often, you know, especially if you got an oversized shoe, because it can get stuck in there for sure. All right. We're talking about in-laws today. I'd love to have you join in. We're going to stay here for another half hour after the show and record another one that'll show up on Monday. We'd love to have you join in. Tell us one thing you've learned about in-law relationship that works for you. Can I just ask an in-law or two to call and say, you know what, I got to be honest with you. Here's what I've learned about myself and how I relate with the in-laws in my life, my son-in-law, daughter-in-law, sister-in-law, whatever, and you've taken responsibility and you've learned something about yourself. Let's join in the discussion. Love to hear from you. 888-1717 is my number today. Tell you what, let's take another quick break. We'll be back with more on In-Laws, live from Intentional Living. Hope is the last thing ever lost. Hope is the last thing that we ever lose in life. You can lose a marriage and still have hope. You can lose your health. We know people lose their health, they still have hope. You can lose your finances, your job, you can lose a lot of things, but when hope is gone, we're in trouble. And those of us that work with people, we've stood by people who've lost hope. And probably you all know people who've lost hope, and you look in from the outside and think, well, look at all the things in their life that are going good for them. Maybe some of the positive things. And yet once hope gets drained, it's a very dangerous thing. Boy, it is. You know, the last thing to go is hope. You can lose your health. You can lose your money. You can lose your marriage. You can lose your job. But if you have hope, and you really do in Christ, we can make it. But when we get hopelessness, this is where so many people just say, hey, I can't get through the day. You know, I've lost hope. It's the last thing to go. And God gives us some great instruction in Scripture. And that's the lesson to this month and next, two-part lesson on how in the world do we experience hope in a world that just feels so hopeless many times, or a relationship that feels hopeless. God gives us some really powerful wisdom. There's 10 points. I share half of them this month and then half next month for those of you who are part of our family here at Intentional Living, those of you joining us today as well. And as I mentioned earlier, the book by Henry Blackaby, Experiencing God is Our Gift to Our New Members, joining us as you go to 888-1717, where you can press 1 and talk to me, or 2 and talk to our staff during West Coast business hours. Or go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on donate. Fair enough? All right, let's go back to the calls. Live here, Derek is in Tennessee. Hey, Derek, how you doing?
Hey, how are you today?
Good. Doing really well. Appreciate your call. What have you learned about in-laws?
Well, I think I have a confession to make. I actually love my in-laws.
That's good.
And I'm assuming you were talking about Everybody Loves Raymond, which is a show we love, my wife and I both. I guess that disqualifies us from ever starring in that sitcom. But we actually, my wife and I both, I guess that we would be a little different than most couples. We are both very much in love and like both of our in-laws. I think the best thing for my wife and I, we met when we were 12 years old at a church camp. We were pen pals and dated for years. We're both 42 this year. And so we've been together for a very long time and around each other's parents for a very long time. But over the years, as we've been married, we'll be married 20 years this August. We've just kind of learned to, we've never had to set boundaries with our in-laws. But one thing that we have done is found ways to build those bridges of relationships, of spending time with each other. And we actually love spending those moments with family. We have three kids, and it's like, if my mother-in-law and father-in-law and my wife's stepdad, if they could raise such a beautiful woman as my wife, then, I want to make effort to grow in my love relationship with them as well. And so that's just helped us in our marriage. I guess you can call us different, but that's our take on our in-laws.
Now, Derek, is it because you're just a nice guy, or is it because your in-laws are just really good people?
They're really good people. They both love the Lord. And, a couple of years ago, my wife and I actually almost got a divorce. We've grown up in church. We've had a wonderful marriage, but we hit a road bump in our marriage and it took us for a turn for about a year. And a lot of the love and the counsel and the godly counsel that we got actually came from her parents and from my parents to help us, find that circle in our marriage.
Now, was that welcomed? How did they approach that with you?
It was my fault, honestly, because of my sin. And so, for my wife's parents, they, coming from, a broken home on their side, it's godly. Do you love him? Let's work through it. Let's get Derek help. Let's get him counseling and accountability. And
so this is what they were saying to their daughter, your wife. In other words, they weren't encouraging her to bail out. They were encouraging her to say, if both of you are serious, we'll stand with you and help you and pray for you so you can rebuild this marriage.
Yes, they did. And the same with my parents on my side of finding help and accountability and they still do. Her dad lives here in town with us and is even accountability and a mentor in my life as well, and that's her father. And so I just love having that relationship,
them. Fantastic. Well, there's some real lessons in what you shared there, Derek. One is the in-laws, the parents, were there to encourage you. In other words, to support it. They didn't come in with their own, they're ticked off with you, so let's bail out of the marriage. They were saying, hey, this marriage needs to be saved, and both of you are committed to it. We want to work with you and pray with you and be a part of it. What would have happened, Derek, do you think? I know it's speculation. If mom and dad had come along to your wife and said, oh, he's a jerk, get out of there.
We wouldn't be married today. I really think that. I think it took their counsel and their advice, especially for my wife's parents to really encourage her, because they have been through that broken marriage and her mom and dad have got a divorce. And so they knew the hurt of that, and they didn't want that for her, knowing that she still loved me. We still very much loved each other, but there was just, places in our marriage that need healing and counseling. And they were able to stand with us from knowing their past. And I'm thankful for that today.
Oh, man. Amen to that. Well, a marriage saved, smart in-laws, and God honored it and blessed it, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Amen.
Fantastic. Thank you, Derek. Appreciate your call from Tennessee. Here it's pretty warm there, too, so stay cool.
Thank you.
Okay, my friend. Bye-bye. All right, we're talking in-laws today. Listen, I just want to camp on, in a moment, we're closing out the show here, but I wanted to camp on what Derek was saying here from Tennessee. To those of us who are in-laws, we have influence in the lives of our kids. We have influence in the lives of those that matter to us. The question is, how do we use the influence that God has given us? It can either be for good or for ill. It can either be to speak into the life of our children and to our in-laws in a healthy way, to help them grow, help them become more Christ-like, to pray with them, to stand with them, to encourage them, back off when we need to back off, ask for permission when we want to step in, which isn't always easy for some of us. But on the other hand, we can step in with our own stuff, our own junk, speak into the lives of those that we have no business speaking into, frankly, or not speaking that way into the lives of those that we love. Because you know what? I said it at the beginning, I'll stand with it here. There's some marriages that have been lost because in-laws spoke when they shouldn't have, instead of praying and standing in support. So today's an important topic, serious topic. Marriages can be on the line. And I'll tell you what, we're going to just stay here, the team here, Jennifer and Stephen and myself, and continue to talk to you off air. We're live, but we're going off air. And love to have you join in. Phone lines are open right now. And here's the question. What one thing have you learned about your in-law relationship? What's one thing that helps you, on whatever side of that equation you're on, that's helped you grow that relationship to honor Christ and to be intentional in that relationship? Give me a call right now, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. We're live here in the studio on this morning or afternoon, depending on where you are, and love to have you join in with the show. All right. Secondly, as we're closing out the show, a reminder that the Experience Hope teaching part one for this month of July is available. Members, you automatically receive it, as you know, both video and audio. It'll come your way. Part two next month. But we're looking for those of you who are saying, hey, I want to be a part of getting a message of hope out to more people through intentional living. I want to be a part of this intentional living community to come and join us today. You can call 888-888-1717 and press number 2 to talk to our staff, or go to theintentionallife.com. And I handpicked a special resource for those of you joining us. It's the Henry Blackaby book, Experience God. I think it'll be a powerful book for those of you. If you've read it, maybe you passed it on to someone else. We'd love to get you this copy. Maybe you have a copy. We'll get this to you. You can share it with someone else. Just as a way from us to you to say thank you for being a part of Intentional Living. Again, go to theintentionallife.com. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Wow, very powerful show. We're going to be talking about hope for parents with special needs children. And one of our own staff members are going to be here with us, sharing a powerful, life-changing story in their own family. I hope you'll join us. Don't miss it tomorrow. Hope for parents with special needs children, tomorrow on Intentional Living.